This is Ozarks at Large. The Fayetteville Jazz Festival is today and tomorrow, virtually, taking place on the YouTube channel for the University of Arkansas Community Music School. First up this afternoon at 2, a listening party and interview with trumpet player Garrett Schmidt for his new album, Prairie Tales. There are sessions and master classes all day tomorrow. Yesterday afternoon, we talked with Chris Teal, the director of the second annual festival, and asked him about shifting the festival venues from the University of Arkansas and the Fayetteville Public Library to living rooms around the world. He says while nothing can truly replace an in-person performance or masterclass, recorded sessions shared virtually do have some benefits.
Jazz, in particular, as a musical genre, can be pretty abstract. I mean, just by the fact that a lot of it doesn't have lyrics, a lot of the forms are somewhat more complicated unless you already have a background in jazz. And so I think that first of all, it's like the people that we have involved are able to present what they're presenting in a way that's very clear and accessible, to people who have maybe an advanced knowledge of jazz, but also people who are just coming to it as complete newbies as well. And the nice thing again about having these workshops and performances be pre-taped and recorded is that if there's ever anything that comes up where you're watching and you're like, okay, wait, what did they say there? Or what was that idea they played? You can pause it either go do a little bit of research, but especially with the way that YouTube premieres are set up, we're going to have a lot of the artists available and doing kind of a live Q&A while their recorded session is going on. And so if questions come up, they can, in a lot of cases, be able to just ask the artist while it's going on and get pretty immediate feedback.
That's pretty interesting. That's something that, you can't play in, well, most people can't play and talk at the same time.
Exactly,
not a trumpeter anyway.
No. So you can kind of have, especially since they've already done the stuff, they've had some time to think over, the material they recorded. And so it's kind of like, you're having a workshop with the musician in the past as well as in the present. And so it's sort of this multidimensional thing that I hadn't really thought of how cool that is.
So there are a couple of sessions on Friday, and then Saturday, it's all day.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we set that up as pretty much 50-minute slots. So we give the viewers some time to reset their brain. Go get a snack or something if they're looking to buckle in for the whole day. But we start off. I have a workshop that's at 9 for drum set. That's also actually like very interactive for non musicians and other instruments, and goes all the way till capping things off with Doug Stone. He pretty much just plays an hour of solo saxophone with a special guest, I should say. But it's and everything in between, very interactive in some spots, and some things are just more or less master classes. Some things are just straight up performances, and then kind of everywhere in between.
All right, Chris, you have the 9 to 9:50 a.m. slot on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's interactive, including for non-musicians. What can non-musicians interact and learn?
Right. So I am mostly, my background is as a drum set player rhythmist, I suppose. And so the focus of my workshop, I kind of set things up by talking about time and rhythm and the way that what people hear musicians, in particular jazz musicians, play can be related to a steady pulse, just as consistent as what, everybody does, pretty regularly walking around. And so we do a little bit of play around with that with the workshop, and then talking about, okay, well, if we have this steady pulse going, we can do some things that maybe float over the top, and just seeing how those different layers interact, and just even being aware that those are two different things that can happen, having ideas that stay in a steady, like walking sort of pulse, and then ideas that float over it in different ways. That it's pretty fun, and I tried to make it so that there's as little thinking as possible. There's a lot of doing, and especially since it's going to be at 9 in the morning on a Saturday, that there's ways that people can interact, and there's parts of where I'm playing along with a like some piano things that I composed, and there's a lot of space in there where I recommend the people at home, if they have an instrument, just play whatever sounds in the spots where there's silence, or they can dance, or they can move around, or just do something to interact and feel like you're participating.
And by the end of Saturday, we will have been, if we're participating, we've been to Fayetteville, Bentonville, Prairie Grove, New York City, Buenos Aires, Denton, Texas, Baton Rouge. You're going to take us all over the place.
Yeah, I know. It's really great. I mean, I'm very, very thankful to all of the musicians for having the time and putting all of this great effort and energy into creating these workshops from. Yeah, I mean, it's all stuff that they recorded in their homes where they're, you know, pretty much, tied down, quarantined the same way that everyone else is. So it's great to get to connect in a little bit more social way, even though we can't physically be together.
Chris Teal is the director of the second annual Fayetteville Jazz Festival. Performances and classes can be found on the Institute for Creative Music's YouTube channel. All sessions are free and available to everybody. First session tomorrow begins at 9 with Chris and his drum set. You can learn more at cms.uark.edu. That's the website for the Community Music School.